So welcome, everybody. And I'm going to introduce Simon, who's going to take us on the Victoria Line.
Thank you so much, Karen, and a very good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome. And I'm sorry I'm not in my Victoria Line colours this evening, by the way. I'm in Central Line colours, just for a bit of contrast. So, yes, grab your Oyster cards, grab your contactless cards, grab your freedom passes, whatever you have, or perhaps an old-fashioned paper ticket, as we take a ride on the Victoria Line. So, one moment always as we share that screen, and I just get the first image in place, and hopefully you can all see that overground, underground, the story of London, the Victoria Line. And there it is, that lovely sky blue coloured line. I was rather inspired by Karen's beautiful navy blue Piccadilly line background last week. So let's just get the statistics out of the way. There it is, there's the Victoria Line. Now, its claim to fame, or one of its claims to fame actually, is it's the only underground line that does run completely underground. And it's actually one of the shorter lines. It only runs for 13 miles and it runs from Brixton in the southwest of the city, in the London borough of Lambeth, to Walthamstow in the northeast, in the London borough of Waltham Forest. And average journey time on the Victoria Line today is 34 minutes from one end to the other. So in actual fact, you could also walk, couldn't you? On a nice day, you could walk very easily between the stops. So again, we're going to give you some ideas as to what you can see when you travel on the Victoria Line. Now, historically, quite important because it was the first new underground line to open since the Central Line had opened, which we learned about, of course, with Russell several weeks ago in 1900. And the plans for the Victoria Line were laid in 1943, actually, during the Second World War in the sort of County of London plan. But post-war shortages caused delays. And although they got parliamentary powers to open the line in 1955, there were more funding delays and construction doesn't actually start until 1962. But happily, in 1968, the first section of the line opened and it ran from Walthamstow Central in the northeast. By the way, it was the first time really that the tentacles of the tube had reached into the northeast part of London. So that was a bit of a first. And the first train departed at 6:30 a.m. on the 1st of September 1968. And it went to Highbury and Islington, as you can just see there on the image. Just a few months later in 1968, it extended then all the way through the northern main line termini, King's Cross, St Pancras, and Euston, all the way down to Warren Street. And then in 1969, it went through the heart of the West End, through Oxford Circus, through to Green Park, and then down to Victoria. And then it would be extended yet again down to Southwest London into Brixton in the 1970s. Now, not too difficult to work out who it was named after, of course. There's the platform of the Victoria Line platform at Victoria Underground Station. But in fact, it wasn't always going to be called the Victoria Line. They came up with several ideas. The first one being, in fact, they were going to call it the Walvic Line. So it was going to, because it was Walthamstow to Victoria. So they thought about that. Walvic sounds vaguely sort of Viking, doesn't it, really? But really, Victoria Line seemed to be the most appropriate choice. And you can just see on the right-hand side there that the seats on the platform are recessed. And I have to say, I think that the tile work on the Victoria Line platforms is some of the nicest, most original artwork on any of the underground lines. And there you can see a profile of Queen Victoria, which was designed by a wonderful artist. Some of you will know his name. His name was Edward Borden. And if you don't know Edward Borden's work, there's just a couple of examples there. He did some of the most iconic images of London in the mid to late 20th century. Look at the collection of images there on the left, including St. Paul's Cathedral, and you can see the monument there on the right-hand side, and we can see sections of Tower Bridge. And rather happily, in a link to our previous series, you can buy a lovely book called London A to Z, which gives you all the main sites with Edward Borden's wonderful drawings. And just about 4 years ago, there was a great retrospective of his work in at the Dulwich Picture Gallery, just in South London. And he was responsible for another one of the artworks on the Victoria line. This, on the right-hand side, is at Tottenham Hale Station on the Victoria line. And this is, can you see, it's actually a sort of foot ferry, passenger ferry, on the River Lee. And it's... we're not going to visit Tottenham Hale specifically this evening, but I just thought I'd like to show you the beautiful tile work. And this is now just a selection of some of the other beautiful tiles that we're going to see. So we're going to see some of these en route on our journey this evening. And some of them have really quite fun visual puns. And I wonder if already you can spot some of the references just in that selection going from Walthamstow upper left down to Victoria bottom right. Now, this is an image of one of the new trains that was launched on the line in 1968. These were actually known as 1967 stock, and it was seen to be quite revolutionary because it had sort of more seating capacity. The window layout was new, and it boasted a more seamless travelling experience. And here's one of the sort of London transport posters advertising the train. It was the first automatic passenger railway in the world. The idea that being that once the driver closed the train doors and pressed the two start buttons, the train ran automatically to the next station. And it responded to these sort of coded impulses that were transmitted through the track from a central control room, and also automatic ticket gates, which were activated by magnetically encoded tickets. Do you remember those sort of magnetic tickets we used to have? Paper tickets were also part of the scheme. So it was really a great example of technology. And actually, due to various improvements in the signalling, trains now run up to every 90 seconds on the Victoria line. So it's the most, it's the second most frequent train service anywhere in the world, the Victoria line. So it really is the quickest underground line to travel on, and the second in the world. Does anyone know, I wonder, which is the most frequent train service in the world? Put it in the chat if you think you know. They both